Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Kevin Powell is joining us, and I'm guessing you're probably still at the hospital, right, Kevin?
I am, yeah. Everything's going well. I just stepped outside. I didn't need to wake up any babies during the phone call, but yeah, we should be here for another couple days, but everything is good. Jack is big and strong, and Bridget's a trooper, so we're thrilled. It's just been such a whirlwind the past few days, but everything went great.
Kevin, we haven't even told anybody that he's here or his name. So
okay.
This is your...
following the show, we were expecting a baby some point late September. And this morning at about 3:20, our son, Jack Thomas Powell, made his way into this world. So I'm the father now. Bridget's doing well. And our son Jack is doing very well. All the nurses and the checkups have been very good. He already has character to him. He's making us laugh in the room all afternoon. So
he's so adorable, Kevin. The
Kevin,
pictures.
He looks like you, Kevin.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I think so. Bridget thinks he looks like me. I think it's a kind of a combo of both of us. So he does have kind of blondish, reddish hair. But it's just amazing. I can't say enough good things about the nurses here at Northwestern. I mean, they have just been so amazing to Bridget and to us and all the doctors. So Bridget's a trooper, and we are just thrilled to have Jack in this world with us. It's already been a lot, and he's making us laugh, and he's already got some character to him. So it's just that we are Bridget and I are very happy. Jack is doing well. Had a pediatrician checkup about an hour or so ago, and she gave us an A-plus grade so far. Everything is going great here.
Do we have, like, ounces and height and all that?
The stats.
Yeah, Jack is 8 pounds, 3 ounces. And, you know, he was about 3 weeks short of his actual dates. So he would have been, if we went the full 40, he would have been...
200 pounds already.
He would have been large. But, you know, he was measuring big. And Tuesday morning, we had a scheduled checkup. And Bridget was sent to triage. I went with her just for some closer monitoring. And our doctor said, you know, because I went to the station because there was a chance they would just send Bridget home. And I was at the station for an hour or two and got the call that our doctor said, today is go time. So Tuesday was kind of a whirlwind.
That beautiful bride of his has been in the process of giving birth since Tuesday, and Jack arrived this morning. And Kevin, I love the name. His initials are JTP. How cool is that? I love that.
Is it a family? Is it a family name at all?
Jack is just a name we both liked and settled on pretty quickly. Just a good, strong name. And Thomas, the middle name, is Bridget's grandpa, Bridget's mom's father. So
I cannot stop calling him Baby Jack. Baby Jack.
Baby Jack, yeah. So I know some people are wondering about that. Yeah, but Jack's just a name I liked and Bridget liked it. We really didn't spend that much time figuring out the name. We've known for a while.
So I think it was Monday afternoon. The afternoon show was in a text message exchange. Mary started it. She's like, I'm starting.
What did
baby
I do?
Boy, born at 2 a.m. on 9/11, 9 pounds, 3 ounces. Wrong. Steve Bertrand said the baby would come at 9:59 on Monday night at 8 pounds, 9 ounces. I thought it would be at 11:59 on Monday night, 8 pounds, 7 ounces. I think that makes me the winner. I was off by only 4 ounces, right? Did you say 8.3?
Yeah, 8 pounds, 3 ounces. I think it was Tuesday we went in.
Oh, Tuesday.
But this week has just been so busy. Everybody's having babies this week. All the nurses have told us how busy it's been. So we were in triage for hours on Tuesday, just waiting for a room to clear. And, you know, some women come in, they're in labor already, so they get first priority. So we were hanging out in triage for a while. We really didn't get our room until late Tuesday night. And the little guy just was very comfortable. So things weren't progressing all that quickly, and the doctor made the call early. We were snoozing a little bit.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
We woke up at like 2 a.m. today, and the doctor's like, it's go time. So 3:20, Jack arrived.
Wow. And you know, I wanted to DoorDash you some Miller Lite, but you declined.
Did they have a celebratory dinner there at all? Anything?
Yeah, the food's been really good here at Prentice. You know, we've just been ordering off the menu, and they drop it off right at the room. It's been good. Had a good burger for lunch today.
Nice.
It's been great.
I'm sure you've been eating a lot more than Bridget got.
Yeah, I felt for. I mean, what a treat! I mean, watching everything she had to go through, and she finally was able to get some real meals in today, which was good. So.
And Kevin, did you cut the umbilical cord?
I did not. Just the way the birth went down, there was an audible called, so I was not able to, which was fine. But everything went well, and nurses and doctors have been just amazing here. So.
Yeah. You really should do it. You should do a TikTok video describing the whole birth in sports terms. And then we called an audible.
It's game time.
So game day arrived.
Oh, my gosh.
I will, you know, we're fortunate to have leave these days. It's going to be a while. I'll miss talking to you guys on the radio. But we're going to hang out with Jack for a while, and I'll be back in about 6 weeks talking to you guys. So
I think that's absolutely fantastic. Congratulations. And I think that Nexstar giving a 6-week paternity leave is absolutely admirable. We could not be thrilled. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, we're very fortunate these days. So I'm going to take it. We're going to spend this time we have with Jack, get all set up, and I'll talk to you guys. Hopefully the Bears have a winning record when I get back.
Congratulations, Kevin. We're so happy for you.
Congratulations.
Thank you all. I will talk to you soon.